All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Big good news, last couple days, yesterday, the Supreme Court ruling where you are not allowed to register to vote unless you can prove that you are a United States citizen. Huge win yesterday. RFK Jr. coming on board with us tonight. Big deal. I don't know if the Trump rally is still going on or not. It was when I left the house. Not sure if it still is now, but that was an awesome entrance.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I mean, I got like goosebumps on it. I'll tell you what hit me the hardest, though, was when Trump said that he's going to start the commission on assassination attempts. That is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And this is the Bible verse that I use all the time on this podcast is John chapter 3, verse 21, verse 20. Everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to the light, lest their deeds be exposed. Do we need a commission on assassination attempts that will reveal everything behind, every last thing behind the attempt, the assassinations of JFK, the assassination of RFK, the assassination of Martin Luther King, the assassination attempts on Reagan and on Trump. We need a detailed, long-term investigation on those things. And we want, as President Trump said, all of the papers, all of the documents, all of them released out into the public. Why not now? What's the excuse that they always use for not giving us detailed information? What's the excuse they always use? It's currently under investigation. Okay, none of this is currently under investigation. They can say Trump is, but by the time Trump takes office, it certainly shouldn't be under investigation anymore. And even if it is, he'll be in charge so he can release them himself. And that's what needs to happen. We really do. We need to know what happened to JFK Jr. I mean, not JFK Jr., JFK. We need to know what happened to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was obviously an inside job. You have a great book written about it by Roger Stone. It's an inside job. Bobby Kennedy had Bobby Kennedy Jr. heard his dad, Bobby Kennedy, talking to the CIA on the phone, said, "Did you do this?"
Wow.
So we need to know. That's not me talking. That's RFK Jr. publicly testifying to that.
Yeah.
So we need to know what was behind these things. We really do. Because here's the thing. I have no problem with covert operations around the world that are actually for our national security, for our national benefit.
Right.
Not for what benefits little oligarchies inside the United States, like the Bushes and the Romneys and the Obamas and Oprah Winfrey and Hollywood and all the things that protect those little oligarchies. They are all then renamed as national security interests. They're, you know, whether it's a giant corporation that uses the CIA to overthrow another government so that they have inroads into their commerce, that is not a national security issue. That is actually fascism, the merging of corporatism and governance. So that's the whole thing. We need to know what's behind these things, because are they not releasing it to us for national security reasons or for little mini oligarchy reasons? That's what I'd like to know, because is it a Rothschild reason?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Rockefeller reason? Is it an Obama reason? Is it a Romney reason? Is it a Biden reason? These little mini oligarchies. Is it a Bill and Melinda Gates reason? Is it a Zuckerberg reason? Is it a Bezos reason? Because a lot of what they do is they say, you know, we can't talk about these things because we can't reveal national security interests, or if we talk about them, but it's a national security threat. It's not a national security threat. It's a threat to their own riches, to their own commerce, to their own reputations. And they just call it a national security threat.
Yeah.
And I know that I've talked about this a million times, but it's the same thing when it comes to redacting Anthony Fauci's emails. Why would you ever redact his emails? I would get it if he was an NSA spy. I'm no fan of the NSA, who's been storing all of our communications for years, and that's been revealed, and nobody does a freaking thing about it. That we're actually already living in a banana republic. But anyway, why does Anthony Fauci's emails need to be redacted in the name of national security when he works for the National Institutes of Health? It has nothing to do with the security of this nation, has nothing to do with the defense of this nation, has nothing to do with the weaponry development of this nation. Nothing. But yet we get told that we aren't allowed to read his emails, his governmental emails, because it's a threat to national security. Why can't we read Joe Biden's emails? I mean, I'm talking about when he was vice president. Why can't we read him when he used how many thousands of pseudonyms, I think it was?
Yeah.
You didn't use thousands of pseudonyms. In emails, he used pseudonyms thousands of times.
Yeah, yep. Like 4,500 times.
Yeah, 4,000 times.
Yeah.
He used pseudonyms. He actually used fake names. Why can't we see that? How is that a threat to national security? That the former vice president, between 2008 and 2016, used pseudonyms like Stingray 67 and whatever that, I never can remember, Robert L. Peters.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't we see that? Well, how is that a threat? How is that a threat to democracy? How is that a threat to the national security of this nation? It's all lies. We absolutely live in a environment of lies. We live in a culture of bold-faced freaking lies. Everything that you see, whether it's climate change is a lie, COVID was a lie. It existed, but it was no threat to anybody. The vaccines are lies that continue to lie over and over again. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse as 35 million people have dropped dead all over the planet. And let me just clarify something with that 35 million excess deaths that we've seen since the vaccine rollout. What was the excess deaths in 2020 worldwide? Zero. Since the vaccine rollout, 35 million. Now, why is that a small number? Because those are the only people that 35 million represents are people with life insurance. I bet you right now, it's a solid chance Aaron doesn't have life insurance.
Nope.
I don't think I have life insurance. I have to check. I don't think I do.
I don't think
I used to when I was with the sheriff's office. I don't think I do anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know my son Tommy's in here. He doesn't have life insurance. So the people that they're talking about are people without life, the people that actually have life insurance policies.
Right.
That's the 35 million. So how many really have died of that vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, we would notice. You know, you wouldn't. Not in a world that has 8 billion people living on it.
Mm-hmm.
You could literally have 400 million people die. You wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the way it is. What's a billion? 1,000 millions and 400 of those died. And you think you notice? Spread out all throughout this globe? So we need this transparency. This commission on assassination attempts is brilliant. But again, the biggest part of that is that he will release all the documents in reference to the JFK assassination and every other assassination attempt. Roger Stone is actually working on another book right now on the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, which, by the way, I was so not red-pilled. I honestly thought it was just some crazy guy. John Hinckley Jr., you know, because he was in love with Jodie Foster. What an idiot. I'm talking about me. Oh, by the way, speaking of idiocy, go ahead and get it out. Aaron, you can put yourself on. We were wrong. Kamala is the official nominee for the Democratic Party.
That's true.
Put Tommy on because he He said that we would both be proven wrong, that it was Kamala. He said that from day one. That's my son right there.
Thank you. Congrats, Tommy.
There you go.
Thank you.
So he was right, and that's so painful. Like there are certain people you never want to lose to.
He's worse than me.
He is absolutely worse than you, Aaron. It takes a lot to be worse than you, but Tommy has reached those levels. He is actually worse than you are to lose to. Look at him. And we're never going to hear about it. We're never going to stop hearing about this for days. So I honestly thought, and by the way, let me just say this, since I have the microphone and I control the cameras. If it was actually fair, because they were grooming Gavin Newsom.
Oh,
remember,
totally.
They had him going to the White House?
100%.
He was going to the White House. They were grooming him. The only reason why they had to go with Cam is because she's a DEI hire.
Yep.
They had to put her on because if they didn't, it would violate all their Democratic Party alleged principles. Go, Aaron.
Well, and they were having him, like, debate Ron DeSantis in, campaign.
Oh, yeah,
Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that debate was instigated by Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
So he was going to be there, but they knew white guy with slick back hair and bleached white teeth. Nah, that ain't going to work for us. Now, if Kamala was a white dude, they would have run Gavin.
100%.
But because she's a alleged woman of color, that on most applications, she doesn't qualify as a woman of color. Actually, if you're Asian, they want you to mark down that you're white.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress on that. So, I mean, yeah, white adjacent. So anyway. I honestly believe Gavin Newsom. People are congratulating Tommy. That is just not good. Not good. Come on, Veronica 18201. Congratulating Tommy. But anyway, so I honestly think Gavin would have been the one, and they were grooming him to be it. That's why I thought it. And by the way, until she accepted it, I still was standing.
Same
Something
here.
Might happen. Because she is so inept. Her speech, I didn't watch her whole speech. And just to be completely transparent, I'm wanting transparency, so I'll be transparent. I watched the speech with Alex Jones commenting over it. So I missed giant swaths of it because he was talking. It was actually him talking over it, his staff talking over it, and Roger Stone talking over it.
Oh, very
good. I mean, by the way, Alex Jones is the quintessential best in the world. If you want to watch somebody talking over a speech, like somebody commentating on a speech while you're watching, he is the best. The quickest wit you've ever heard. I mean, I actually was enjoying it. I watched probably 20, it was a 37-minute speech. I probably watched 21, 22 minutes of it. Then I had to go, I had to get off of it, but it was great. So you can watch that. Alex Jones is a 40-minute video on Alex Jones' Twitter page. But anyway, let's get to RFK here, the Vigilant Fox video. Just some things. This is his endorsement speech of Donald Trump, but this is pre-rally. Vigilant Fox video. Boom. RFK Jr. just revealed the game plan. Play for me, Thomas.
These agencies, the FDA, USDA, CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. 75% of the FDA's funding doesn't come from taxpayer. It comes from pharma. And pharma executives and consultants and lobbyists cycle in and out of these agencies. With President Trump's backing, I'm going to change that. We're going to staff these agencies with honest scientists and doctors who are free from industry funding. We're going to make sure the decisions of consumers, doctors, and patients are informed by unbiased science. A sick child is the best thing for the pharmaceutical industry. When American children or adults get sick with a chronic condition, they're put on medication for their entire life. Imagine what will happen when Medicare starts paying for Ozempic, which costs $1,500 a month, and it's being recommended for children as young as 6, all for a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago.
So what position should RFK take? That's the question. What position should Trump offer RFK Jr.? Now, for me, I've already got the spot. Okay, I want him to either be in charge of the CDC or in charge of the NIH. I don't think there should be anything else but that.
Yeah,
I don't want any health secretary thing because they are powerless people. I want him in charge of the agencies that actually make decisions.
Yeah,
that actually take action, that actually have power. Like when the CDC puts out a vaccine recommendation, it becomes a school-wide, nationwide mandate. I want him in charge of those things. You're like, Tom, when have you become so all on board with Bobby Kennedy? I played tons of his videos over the last 4.5 years, 15 days flat in the curve. Ardently anti-COVID mitigation, ardently anti-COVID vaccine. So I love him on that. Hate what he says on abortion.
Yep.
Hate what he said about climate change. But here's the thing, and listen, you might call me overly optimistic or I'm walking around with rose-colored glasses on, but I think he's being red-pilled about the climate right now.
Yeah.
I think he's getting red-pilled about the climate because he's like the same exact people who pimped and whored vaccines, pimp and whore climate change. So I think he's starting to understand that, you know what, he's been lied to his entire life. So he's starting to understand that because you're not hearing him talk about climate anymore. You're talking about two things. And what they should run on is peace and health. Peace and health. Peace out. He wants no wars ever. We should want no wars ever.
Yeah.
Enough of the American flexing around the globe. If they do that, we're going to bomb them out of existence. What an asinine approach to life.
100%.
If they do that, we're going to bomb them out of existence like Donald Rumsfeld. All these guys who couldn't do a single push-up ever. I'm not talking about they can't do them now at 80 years old. I'm talking about these guys can never do a single push-up in their life. We're beat up by kids every day in school. Not because they were bullying victims, but because they were so annoying they deserved it.
True.
That's who all these guys are. Let's just bomb them into existence. You know what I mean? John Bolton. Have you ever seen John Bolton? I mean, John Bolton, again, he couldn't jog from here to the door, and the door is 12 feet from me. So just send in our troops. Yeah, you never have to fight in it, Johnny.
Yeah.
You never fight in anything. So we should be running on, and he should use RFK, he should put him on the stump, should bring him around with him. Listen, Trump's got a ton of money, even if they pay it out of his own pocket. Bring RFK Jr. around with you, and all you talk about, peace and health, peace and health, peace and health. That will resonate. I'm telling you, it will grab. We're never going to grab, you know, the Kamala Harris's of the world. We're not going to grab the AOC's or the Chuck Schumer's. Those people are actually full of demons. They are so delusional and live in such denial. These people, they are all going to vote for their own demise.
Yep.
I mean, all those people that were at the DNC, the ones that weren't paid to be there, they're all sitting there voting for their own demise.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of you want unaffordable housing? Hey, Harris, Harris, Harris Walls, unaffordable housing, great. All these middle-class people, I'm like, who are you? What? How stupid can you be and still suck oxygen in your pie chute? Seriously, I mean, you know, we're going to do hope and change again. You know, this is a campaign of joy. Joy for what? And what do you need change from? You're already in charge. So you're campaigning against yourself if you want change. And you're sitting there, you're the ones who go to the grocery store. You're the ones who have paid your rent. You're the ones who are trying to buy a house, and you're advocating for the people that are making it all unaffordable?
Yeah.
How stupid can you be? Honestly, but just go around and campaign. Peace and health, no new wars. You'll win. You win. He's got to bring RFK with him. So listen, there's things I don't agree with RFK on, but you know what? If I had to pick somebody, now listen, the people that were in charge of the CDC and the NIH, Francis Collins, Robert Redfield, both Republicans.
Yep.
Don't want them.
No.
You're like, Redfield's come out and said, yeah, Redfield says good things now that he has no power to change anything and has no way to lose his job.
Exactly.
Same thing with Deborah Birx. I knew the whole time that we were overplaying the vaccines. Thank you, Deborah. Why didn't you say anything in all of 2021, all of 2022, and all of 2023? You said absolutely nothing until it has absolutely no way to negatively impact you. Then you say something. They're McCainsian. That's how Johnny McCain ran his entire political career. Talk, 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 talk. And when it was time to take action, if it would negatively impact his reputation as a moderate Republican, as a Republican you could deal with, he would always vote with the Democrats. People like that. Go around every campaign stop, peace and health. No new wars and health. And then put RFK Jr. in charge of the CDC.
Yeah.
Put RFK Jr. in charge of the National Institutes of Health, one or the other. Or, you know what? Put him in charge of both. Yeah. Make him a health secretary. Put him in charge of both. You couldn't get anybody better. We've had Republicans in charge. They sucked.
Yep.
We go ahead and put him in charge. We all don't agree with him on abortion. He is pro-choice. That's the way that it is. The odds of him changing are not good. Although you got to look at like the Tulsi Gabbards of the world coming around. You never know what could happen. But go on.
Oh, I was going to say, or the FDA, because he's all about like clean food too.
So yeah, I like the FDA, but it's not a policy setter as much. But it is good. And actually what Aaron just said is more apropos to what he talks about, because right out of his speech, these agencies, the FDA, USDA, and CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit organizations. So the people that they're regulating are the people they get their money from.
Yeah.
You never want to be regulating the people who you're financed from. What kind of stupid idiot government are we all a part of that we all pay taxes to? You and I crack off somewhere between 20 and 40% of our money and give it to idiot agencies like the FDA, USDA, and CDC, who receive all or most of their funding from the people they allegedly regulate. I mean, again, that would be like the police being funded by the mob. And wonder why there's no arrest in the Gambino family. Oh, because they're funding the police.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, it could be FDA, any of those things. I think, in my mind, I might be wrong, CDC, NIH is more powerful from what we saw during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem to be more powerful than the FDA, but the FDA is probably on a day-to-day basis, FDA is more powerful. But in a pandemic situation, CDC, NIH is more powerful.
Right.
All right, Corey Yashua video. CNN cut away from RFK. So this is what they're going to do now. CNN, remember now, what everybody knows in the chat. Oh, I forgot to say out of the chat. I'll say out of the chat and just when I get done with the Kennedy section. Then we're going to do a whole nother miscellaneous montage.
Yes.
For everybody. Get off of the Kamala Waltz crap for just a little while. Although there's some mixed in there. But now, remember now, everybody knows in the chat, if you watch this podcast all the time, if you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a
Goebbels.
You got to have a Goebbels.
Yep.
Got to have a Goebbels, Pravda, Mockingbird media. So watch CNN cut away from RFK Jr. Play it for me.
This coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days.
We've been listening to independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from Phoenix outlining what led him to his quixotic quest for the White House, to now dropping out and relinquishing the title of Democrat. He had a series of complaints about the party. We're of course going to continue watching his remarks. There's a back and forth over whether he's going to endorse former President Donald Trump. We're going to break that down on the other side of a quick break.
We're going to go back to his remarks after we talk for who knows how long, and then we're going to a commercial break. So you'll miss a big giant chunk of whatever he says, and then we can tell you what he said. That's the whole point of it. So that's, again, if you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels. And so the very people, once again, who are alleged defenders of democracy, are the alleged defenders of all things democratic, are the ones who want to control speech, which was another hallmark. Remember what he was for. If you listen to what RFK said, and listen, I know all the negative stuff. I know it. I wasn't going to vote for RFK. I didn't want RFK to be Trump's running mate. Okay, I'm just telling you, I didn't want Tulsi Gabbard to be either because they are pro-choice. I can't do it. I'm not crossing that bridge. But in some very, very key issues, he is huge. No war, no forced vaccinations, no violating the Nuremberg Code, no new wars, no forced vaccinations, no banning of speech. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
What's the Democratic Party all about? Lots of new wars, forced vaccinations, and banning your speech. We need to have the opposite on our side.
Yeah.
And RFK Jr. was not endorsed by Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan tacitly said that if he had to choose, he'd probably pick RFK Jr. Those are the people that we can still win over.
Yeah.
Is the Rogan crowd. Now we'll lose them at various elections. They're not going to be die to the wall Republicans. But in national races where wars are in the balance, and we got Rogan, who's a fervent anti-COVID vaxxer, people like that, we can get by the millions into our party with people like RFK for national elections. They may still be stupid enough to vote Democrat locally, but nationally we can get them into our fold when they are big national, situations like, pandemics, national interests like pandemics, like foreign wars, those various situations. We can get Rogan-style Democrats or left-leaning centrists over to our side, because if it's a traditional liberal, they don't believe in banning speech. Remember what a liberal used to be. I mean, I don't know what the age demographic is in the chat, but I'm 55. And I can remember liberalism back when it was liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literal liberalism in the 80s. Liberalism in the 80s was simply, you know what? I want you to let me smoke pot whenever I want. I want the police to be nowhere near my life. I never want to be drafted in the military. I want to be free to be a bird or a bee. I don't want to ever be told what to do. A big tenet of liberalism back then was don't touch my speech. Remember Nancy Reagan coming out and trying to put labels on music albums?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? For rock music albums, wanted to put labels, and then all the liberals come out. Don't do that. I don't want you labeling my speech. The same party now, the party, I was going to say the same people, but they're not, unless they've transitioned from a liberal to a leftist. There's a big difference between a liberal and a leftist. RFK Jr. is a liberal. He's just dumb enough right now to believe that CO2 is a problem because he's been indoctrinated and propagated for that reason. So but you get your traditional liberal, they are very, very close to libertarian.
Yeah.
Very close. And they are actually winnable when you're talking about major issues, national issues like wars and banning of speech. Joe Rogan now. Think about how woke, now when I was about to say how woke he is, how wide awake he is, not woke in a traditional term. We need to steal that term.
Yeah.
But how awake he is now because he's had his speech banned. I mean, they were trying to, remember with YouTube? And that's why he had to go with, what's the thing he's on now? I can't remember the, what's that? What's the site he's on?
Rogan?
Yeah.
Spotify.
Spotify. Thank you. Sorry. You had to go from YouTube to Spotify.
Yeah.
It's going to say streaming platform. I can't remember. But anyway, so what? That's what it is, right? Streaming platform of some sort, like Spotify. I don't know if it's streaming.
Yeah,
or
it's
what.
Audio. Yeah. It's like a podcast.
No, he has what's his video? He's on a video one too, but he's back on YouTube also. But he just got back on YouTube this year. So yeah. He had some sort of audio visual platform. It wasn't just audio on Spotify.
He does on Spotify.
Yeah, it was both audio and visual, yes. Right? So yeah, that's what I thought. Because I was watching him on Spotify. Yeah, I would go back and I have Spotify and I'd go back and watch it. So anyway, the reason why he had to go to Spotify was because he's banned off YouTube. Banned off of YouTube for saying what? That the vaccinations were useless, masks were useless, 6-foot distancing is useless, and he was right about every last thing. Was banned off of that. Now he's working his way back onto YouTube, or he's back on YouTube, because Spotify's contract allows him to be on YouTube.
Mm.
But those are the people that we can reach.
Yeah.
Those people, traditional liberals, they can be reached. Now, again, they're not going to vote for us all the time. They're going to slip back and forth because they're going to be conned into voting for Democrats, because just like Republicans, they go and they, and like, you know, traditional establishment Republicans, freaking bugging here, establishment Republicans, they go back to their constituencies, they go back to their jurisdictions, and they campaign as conservatives. And then they go to Washington, D.C., and they legislate as centrists or left-leaning centrists, or even leftists. That's how they legislate in D.C. The same thing goes for the Democratic Party oftentimes, is that the leftist goes and campaigns in liberal areas as a liberal, and then goes back to Washington, D.C. and legislates as a leftist. So then we end up with establishment Republicans and pretend liberals all legislating as leftists. That's why we have Washington, D.C. at $35 trillion in debt. That's why we have gas prices through the roof. That's why we're in endless wars. If we had actual liberals, they would never go into war. Now we would be conquered. If we had liberals running the show, we'd already be speaking Chinese right now. Or Russian. Or whoever. Right? I mean, Russian's nothing in comparison to China. But I'm just saying, we'd already be conquered. You can't have them running the show. But we'd never be in a war. But see, leftists, because left is Hitler, left is Stalin, left is Mao, left is Pol Pot. They are the modern Democratic Party. Like, they all call us far right extremists. Well, they are all far left extremists. None of us are far right anything. And what does far right even mean? I'm extra fervently anti-abortion. That's correct. I am extra fervently anti-abortion. That's correct. So yeah, I'm far right. I'm far right. I fervently believe you should never ban my speech. I fervently believe you shouldn't be tracking my every move on my device. I fervently believe in small government. I fervently am anti-communist. Yeah, I'm far right, I guess. But that is actually how this country works. Liberals are fooled into voting for leftists. Conservatives are fooled into voting for rhinos. That's really, and then all of those leftists and rhinos rule the world. $35 trillion in debt, on the verge of wars, or in wars constantly. Notice how when you finally had an outsider in there, like Trump or RFK, suddenly there was no wars.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly we're net exporter of fossil fuels. You know, suddenly we had a great economy. Suddenly you got a real tax change. I mean, a tax reduction. Suddenly you didn't. Suddenly your taxes were lowered when everybody else promised it and never delivers it. Suddenly the embassy in Jerusalem the American embassy is actually moved to the capital of Israel in Jerusalem. Suddenly it actually happens when you have an outsider who has no attachments to anything. Trump's not perfect. I hated Operation Warp Speed. By the way, I still hate Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
I still hate when every now and then Trump has a brain fart and starts talking about how great the vaccines were.
Yeah.
Every now and then. He's smart enough to not do it very often, but every now and then, Every now and then he comes out and says something about the vaccines, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But the thing is, he never mandated them, and that's good enough to get my vote. Here's one. Now, this is an Aaron Ruppart video. You're like, I've never heard that name before on the TLP. That's because he's a hyper-leftist, a left-hard moron. He actually put this video out thinking that this was going to denigrate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a Putin sympathizer. He thought this was going to put them to make art. This is what, of course, they're going to put him through the ringer. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks we hear about some sort of sex scandal. You know, the Gates, Kavanaugh, Trump, Clarence Thomas. Who else? I'm blanking out right now on anybody else, but I came up with four. Always a sex scandal. Always some sort of sex scandal, right? And by the way, never forget how many millions of dollars have been spent on the sex scandals that we don't even know about, that they actually have a separate account,
yes,
for sex scandals,
yep,
for congressional members.
Disgusting.
And millions of dollars have been used to settle their sex scandals, I'm assuming, with their interns. And since we saw this, was it this year or last year? I think it was late last year, where we actually had open homosexual sex,
yeah,
on Capitol Hill, in the congressional halls, in one of their meeting rooms, where a guy mounted other guy on a table. I can assume that's why that money is needed.
Slush fund.
Yeah, slush fund. Yeah, there you go. Slush. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah,
that's not.
Play on words.
This made me barf a little in my mouth. But anyway. So this is Aaron Ruppart, and he thinks this is one of the people that they pay. This is where ActBlue gets money to people. I'm not saying Aaron Ruppart is getting paid by ActBlue, but he probably is. These are one of these people that they pay thousands of dollars to propagate Democratic Party myths online. It's one of these people. It doesn't matter. That's why I don't even comment on their pages anymore. I don't even bother with it, because all I'm doing is getting them hits and likes and showing that they have action on their page, which earns them more DNC dollars, more ActBlue dollars. So Aaron Ruppart thinks that by putting this out, this is exactly the video he put out, that this was going to castigate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into being a Putin sympathizer, and it actually does exactly the opposite and makes Ruppart and the Democratic Party look like Putin sympathizers. Play for me, Tom.
President Biden mocked Vladimir Putin's 88% landslide in the Russian elections, observing that Putin and his party controlled the Russian press and that Putin prevented serious opponents from appearing on the ballot. But here in America, the DNC also prevented opponents from appearing on the ballot. And our television networks exposed themselves as Democratic Party organs.
One.
So did you hear what he said? I mean, it's really funny, because you can draw this back to the UK too. It's really funny. So the defenders of democracy, that's, you'll hear Aaron Ruppart all the time, defender of democracy. Trump's a threat to our democracy, but the only people trying to ban people off ballots are the people who are allegedly the defenders of democracy. The only people that are trying to ban people's speech are the defenders of democracy. The only people that are trying to meet with heads of social media platforms to take down posts are the defenders of democracy. The only people that take people's lives constantly, 400,000 Black Americans butchered in Democratic Party abortion mills every year, 1 to 2 million Americans butchered in Democratic Party abortion mills every year, are the defenders of democracy. The only people that kill all those people are the defenders of democracy. The only people that are actually anti-democracy are the ones who label themselves defenders of democracy. So what Ruppart says here, I mean, what Ruppart thought, he goes, you see, because all that RFK Jr. did was mention Putin. So Ruppart thinks he mentioned Putin. So now, this is how simplistic, I told you, these people are stupid, but they're zealous. Because he mentioned Putin, we can now call him a Putin sympathizer.
Yes,
he was ripping on Putin for pulling people off of ballots. And who pulls people off of ballots? RFK Jr. is pulling out of the race. Why is he pulling out of the race? Credit Dan Bongino on this. He's pulling out of the race because he's running out of money, folks. Listen, I would love to assign more altruistic motives to him, but I cannot do that. He's running out of motives because he's not on any freaking ballots. They spent tens of millions of dollars. Now, I am not exaggerating. Tens of millions of dollars to keep him off the ballot in Pennsylvania alone.
Yeah.
Tens of millions of dollars to keep him off of that ballot. So the defenders of democracy, first of all, won't allow him to even enter the primary. How are you not allowed to enter the primary? I mean, weren't there other Democrats allowed to enter the primary? There was. Remember, was it just Joe Biden on this? Let's all go back and look at the ballot.
Yep.
Was it just Joe Biden on the ballot? I'll just make it up. They had, you know, two other people on there. It was that leftist professor. Can't remember his name. And they had two other people. So three other people were on that ballot. Why couldn't RFK Jr. be on the ballot? Do you ever think about these things? They allowed the people that had no chance against Joe Biden to be on the ballot, but banned RFK Jr. from being on the. He didn't want to run with Trump. He didn't want to run as an independent. He tried to run as a Democrat, and they wouldn't allow him on the ballot and then call themselves defenders of democracy. And they pull, and they constantly, I mean, again, it's Biden's State Department who goes and meets with Facebook, goes and meets with Dorsey's Twitter, goes and meets with YouTube and Google, and has RFK Jr. banned, has his speech banned. They're the ones, these are the defenders of democracy. Imagine having the audacity to ban people's speech to that level of zeal, to be that ardently in favor of banning your opponent's speech. Imagine being that fervent and then walking up to a podium like this and saying you're a defender of democracy and that other people are a threat to democracy. See, you and I and Aaron and everybody else that's not it, you and I and everybody else, we are what we are. Yeah. We are what we are. Yep. We don't present anything. If we hate stuff, we hate stuff. So if you hate your opponent's speech, or you are really a lover of banana republics, just be that. Just be that. Don't sit there and say that you are a defender of democracy and then try to ban people's speech and slaughter them in the womb and everything else that that the leftists stand for. And then be, you know, a defender of democracy. How are you a defender of a democracy when you have an open border? How can you defend a democracy when the democracy would no longer exist with a wide open border? So it's just so funny when Rupert thinks he's coming against, he's making RFK Jr. seem like a Putin sympathizer. All he did was mention the similarities between the Democratic Party and Putin, and somehow he's a Putin sympathizer. Because the only people that try to pull anybody off a ballot, they did it with Trump. They did it with RFK. They did it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They did it with Lauren Boebert. They tried to get them all off of ballots, suing to get them off of ballots. We don't do any of that. We never tried to get Biden off of any ballots at all. The only thing that Rupert did was make his own party look very similar to Vladimir Putin's Russia. And it's very funny, too, because you have like the UK who's funding the Ukrainians to fight against Vladimir Putin. So they're funding the democracy that isn't a democracy of Ukraine to fight the authoritarian dictatorship of Russia. So they are funding an authoritarian dictatorship, which is Volodymyr Zelensky's Ukraine. No elections, no media. How is that a democracy?
Yeah.
There's no elections. There's no media. There's no opposition media. How in the world? I mean, does everyone just, again, Aaron, you can help me to understand. How is it that you go up and you say, with a certain amount of conviction, it's demonic conviction, but it's the conviction, that you are sending money to go to have the democracy of Ukraine fight the totalitarian government of Russia when Ukraine is a totalitarian dictatorship? Yeah. An authoritarian dictatorship with no elections and no opposition media, nothing. I mean, just imagine. I mean, I just can imagine a world where we actually had a media that people were afraid of, in a good way, afraid of. Well, you know what? If I lie and I call Ukraine right now, you have all of these different media institutions, whatever they may be. You go TV, CBS, NBC, ABC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the BBC, Al Jazeera, whatever. If you actually had a legitimate media and you had politicians coming up and saying, we're funding a democracy to fight against a dictatorship, when everybody knows that you are funding an authoritarian dictatorship to fight another authoritarian dictatorship in a Slavic conflict that has gone on for the last 1,000 years.
Right.
In the UK, and I digressed and all that, but the UK is so funny because the UK, now again, is arresting people by the thousands for unacceptable speech. Our mother country is now, and Canada's doing the same thing, but not by the thousands yet. They're just killing people by the thousands. 50,000 people in their MAID program, their medically assisted something medical assistance and dying program.
Yeah. Yep.
50,000 people. 50,000 people. They've signed up. The abortionists. Again, if they can abort you in the womb, they don't want to abort you outside the womb. But the UK is allegedly funding this fake democracy of Ukraine while they arrest 4,000 people for speech. Now, who are they, this fake democracy that they're funding in the war, Ukraine, which again is authoritarian dictatorship with no media, no elections, and they're funding the Ukraine in the name of democracy to fight against the authoritarian dictatorship of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin has put less than 400 people in jail for speech in the same time frame that the UK has put 4,000 people in jail for speech. Yep. They're actually clearing out their prisons right now in the UK to put all of the people that they're arresting for speech in prison. You can rape a 12-year-old and you'll get probation in the UK. But if you put out a Facebook post criticizing the person, or I'll make this really simple. So a guy, let's just say, this just happened, by the way, 47-year-old dude gets charged and convicted with sexual assault of a minor.
Yes.
He gets 12 months of probation. So he rapes a kid, 47-year-old, rapes a kid. They didn't put the age down, so it's a minor. So again, I think the age of consent in the UK is 16.
16.
So this is a 15-year-old or less.
Yes.
So let's just make it easy. He rapes a 14-year-old. He gets 12 months of probation. As a 47-year-old man rapes a 14-year-old, 12 months of probation. If I, as a UK citizen, put out a Facebook post criticizing that sentence, I would get a 3-year prison sentence.
Yeah.
That is where the globalists will take you. All in the name of democracy. You're like, but Tom, that's nothing to do with democracy or a constitutional republic. That has nothing to do with it. They will name anything the opposite of what it is. And then when you criticize it, they claim that you're criticizing the original term. They will name authoritarian dictatorships or totalitarianism democratic republics. And if you criticize it, you're criticizing democratic republic.
Yep.
Just like if you criticize the Democratic Party, and it goes back to the same mindset of, you know, we can't release that because it's national security issue. It's nothing to do with national security. You've named things that are not national security. So if we go after them, you can call them national security. And here in the United States, if you flat out bold-faced totalitarianism is named democracy. And if you go after that democracy or you criticize it, you're not criticizing democracy. You're actually criticizing totalitarianism, but they've named totalitarianism democracy so that when you criticize it, they can say that you're attacking democracy. Like if you want a forensic audit of an election,
yeah,
why not have a forensic audit? Democrats are perfectly welcome to come and watch the forensic audit. Matter of fact, we'll come in and we'll hire half Democrats, half Republicans. And they can watch each other.
100%.
And we'll do a forensic audit.
Yeah.
Why would you not want that? But if I say that I want that, then I'm a threat to democracy. So the thing is, so democracy is not questioning election results. I thought democracy would be the opposite. Questioning election results or having the right to question election results. Man, I'm blathering on and on tonight, aren't I? All right, let's go. Speaking of the Ukraine, let's go there. I've been trying to get to here for a couple. You're like, Tom, that's really just not important right now. Oh, it's huge, folks. It's huge. First of all, that's what gives people like Adam Kinzinger and all the rest of the Republicans, I mean, these people that absolutely just blew up their careers. I mean, they don't care anymore. They're Democrats, people like Kinzinger and all the other Republican morons that went and talked at the DNC.
Yeah.
But they're all big in defending the democracy that isn't a democracy of Ukraine. So here's Mike Benn's video. It's just titled, Oh Crap, but it's about the Nord Stream pipeline. Play it for me.
You guys might not remember, but NATO was openly talking about activating Article 5 against Russia because Russia might have sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline. Now we know Ukraine did, with the advanced knowledge, at the very least knowledge, and I'm being extremely charitable, you guys, I think, know where I fall on this, but we now know that Ukraine did, and we now knew that the CIA knew in advance, which meant the State Department knew in advance, which meant the White House knew in advance, which meant NATO knew in advance, and yet NATO painted Russia. Not only did they conduct the attack against a Russian-German pipeline, but they then used it as a false flag predicate to actually double NATO's Black Sea fleet to stop another Russian attack. which NATO knew the whole time was a Ukrainian attack authorized by Zelensky himself, the Wall Street Journal has reported. But, I mean, go back in time and just read the headlines when it was reported. Why Europe can't protect itself against Russian sabotage threat. Suspected Russian sabotage of Europe's gas pipelines. As officials wondering what infrastructure might be next. A senior diplomat from an Eastern NATO country echoed the point. Allies can choose to be more visible and increase their presence either in the air or in the sea to show national populations as well as Russia that we're doing something about the Russian attack. But they all knew it was Ukraine the whole time. This is like a double false flag. It's like a, it's like not only is it attacking a Russian pipeline, killing a German economy and blaming Russia for it, but then actually taking offensive action in response to the thing that you knew you yourself did. Five steps NATO should take after the Nord Stream pipeline attack. This is CSIS, the number one military think tank in the world. The attack on the Nord Stream pipelines, for which it appears Russia is likely responsible, is a wake-up call for NATO and Europe. We have to use Ukraine's attack on a Russian pipeline that we're blaming Russia for to double down on support for Ukraine. But the whole time, they knew it was Ukraine who did the attack. This is 3 weeks after the attack. NATO steps up support for Ukraine, strengthens deterrence. Working to increase protection of critical infrastructure because Russia just attacked the Nord Stream pipeline. Actually, NATO knew Ukraine attacked it.
One.
This gets really complex because of the lies. But if you could, this is when at some point I want to get a giant, but it's got to be technologically savvy or Aaron will hate it. But we got to get like a board in here that we can draw timelines on, because you really have to kind of see how all of this works. It's, I mean, because it's really unbelievable. So you have the Nord Stream pipeline that was blown up, right? Now here, let me make something clear. Yeah, now Mike Benz knows who blew it up. It was a CIA, U.S. military, Ukraine op. That's what happened. There's only really that we can confirm two militaries that could pull it off: Russia and the United States. That's it. That could, I mean, you're not talking about getting a mask and a snorkel on,
yeah,
and going down there with an M80. This is like deep sea demolition.
Yeah.
Okay. Military hardcore op. This is not two Ukrainian morons on a Boston whaler. Okay. That's not what's happening here. So you have to look at what they do here. You have to look at the timeline of it. So you have, and then you have the like CISIS, which comes out and says that all of our elections were perfectly secure.
Yeah.
That all that, remember, that's the same organization that said that the 2020 election was secure. CISIS comes out and says that the Russians did it the same way they said our elections were the most secure in history. Remember that? Chris Krebs. Yeah. Remember that idiot? Same people. Again, it's what I tell you all the time. Why does anybody who's a Christian, who has the conviction of the Holy Ghost, who has the influence of the Holy Ghost, or somebody who's just well-read and red-pilled, why would you ever listen to these people? All bold-faced lies. To this day, Republicans are afraid to say that the 2020 election was stolen because they're afraid of the political implications of being called a conspiracy theorist. The same people that tell you that Russia blew up their own pipeline. That would be like us going up into Alaska and blowing up our own pipelines, or blowing up what's left of the XL pipeline. Let's just blow it up. Why would we ever do that? Russia is receiving billions, with a B, billions per year from Germany by piping natural gas through this pipeline. And by the way, for all of the, these are all the alleged, the defenders of democracy and the defenders of the environment. Again, all lies, all hypocrisy that I can't deep dive into right now, caused the greatest ecological disaster in history was the XL pipeline being blown up. Did you know that? The greatest ecological disaster in history. You know, you can talk about Exxon Valdez or all the, or the Gulf oil platform explosion, all that stuff that happened years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all that. No, it doesn't even compare to blowing up a pipeline under the freaking ocean. Okay? And there's no way, again, once you blow it up, you can't go down there and just go down there with some crazy glue. Okay, it's just going to dump hundreds of millions of gallons of oil and gas into the ocean. All right, so these alleged defenders of democracy and defenders of the environment caused the greatest ecological disaster in human history. So they go in there. So it was the Ukraine, the CIA. But we'll just say Ukraine blows up the pipeline. By the way, Joe Biden said they were going to do it. We have it on video. He said, "Well, Nord Stream 2 will never. We'll take care of Nord Stream 2. This is how we're going to prevent Russia from entering into the war. So if they do, there'll be a Nord Stream 2 implication." So anyway, so we're told that think about how asinine this is. Again, put on a mask, asinine. Stand 6 feet apart, asinine. Buy an electric vehicle whose batteries are charged by fossil fuels and you'll save the planet. Asinine. Imagine being so stupid that you believe these things. So freaking stupid that you believe them. It's just like Christians that I deal with who believe the opposite of the Bible and still call themselves Christians.
Right.
Or believe the opposite of the Bible and believe they're going to prosper or believe that they're correct because they put a "I believe" in front of it, not "thus says the Lord" or "it is written." But anyway, so they tell you the Ukrainians blew up their own pipeline. They tell you that the Russians blew up their own pipeline. Why would anybody do that? And now the latest implications of that are Germany is no longer funding the Ukrainians because they found out this was true. So look at this. And there's no ramifications. There's no repercussions at all because there's no media. There's no media outside of people like you and me. There's no media. So the Ukrainians, along with CIA help and military help, in my opinion, blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. They blow it up. And then it's used by NATO as a predicate. Now, remember, the CIA, now this has all come out. This is not right-wing conspiracy theory. This is not my opinion. It's now come out that the Ukrainians blew up Nord Stream 2. All got that, right? The Ukrainians blew it up, and the CIA had knowledge of it before, during, and after. That is the truth. For everyone practicing evil hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. John chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus speaking. That is what is true. So now we know. That's what's true. But what was told to us was that the Russians blew up their own pipeline. And imagine how stupid you have to be to follow this. The Russians blew up their own pipeline so that we would defend Ukraine or that we wouldn't defend Ukraine or that we wouldn't get involved. What sense does it make that Russia would blow up their own? And how could we even use that as, if Russia did blow up their own pipeline, why would we use that as an excuse to enter into the Ukrainian war with Russia? Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
How would that motivate us to back Ukraine if Russia blows up their own pipeline? It seems like just let Russia blow up its own country then. Go ahead, Russia, blow up your own country. Blow up your own economy. So that's used as a predicate somehow to support Ukraine against Russia. Now it's 2024. This just came out. I pulled this. This just came out 2-3 months ago. So for all these years, we've been told that Russia blew up their own pipeline. And for some reason, that motivates United States politicians and military figures to back the Ukrainians in this war. How, I don't know. But now we find out the entire time that it was a lie. And now there's absolutely no ramifications or repercussions at all. What's going to happen? Nothing. So So they use the lie. It's the last thing I'll tell you. It's called the Pelosi pump and dump.
Yeah.
Remember her describing it?
Yep.
They pumped the lie,
yep.
Pumped the lie, and then they dumped the lie. Okay, they pump it, and they pump it, and they pump it, and then they just dump it. All of their political goals were met. Now they admit they were lying the entire time to get to those political goals, and there's no ramifications, no repercussions, just like the vaccine. Vaccine stops transmission and infection. Oops, we never even tested to see if it stops transmission infection. And we got 35 million excess deaths that we know about. All turns out to be a lie, but all of their goals were met. What they wanted, they got.
Yep.
And there's no ramifications for any of them at all. None for their lies. You had Politico pimping this. You had all of these liberal media outlets. Oh, they're not liberal, they're leftists. All these leftists, because they're very big differences I discussed earlier. These are leftist media outlets pumping and dumping this. Wouldn't you? I mean, like, if it was me, like, I came out tonight. I said I was wrong. I was wrong about Gavin Newsom. I came out and said I was wrong. Yep. Political come out and said they're wrong? No. No, they just, they're like COVID caving pastors. They just, now here's the truth. But you, okay, now you're printing the truth, but you've never acknowledged printing lies.
Yep.
So your printing of the truth does not make up for your printing of lies unless you apologize first.
Yep.
All right, so off of that, Douglas McGregor video, Ukraine breaching. Play for me, Tom.
What is your take on this invasion of Kursk by a supposedly crack or top team of Ukrainian soldiers?
I think the Ukrainians received some good intelligence from us. Remember, we have space-based surveillance. We can see most everything most of the time, especially in Russia and Ukraine. I'm sure that we have our eyes on the frontline trace and also the Russian border. And they identified an area that was very, very weakly defended with only 30, 40, 50 policemen and said, this is an opportunity for you to storm across the border into an area where there's really nothing to stop you and demonstrate that you can penetrate into Russia itself. And this will create the illusion that there is still life left in the Ukrainian military and that everybody should contribute money to you. I think that's what happened.
So I've already covered this briefly, but all the Ukrainians did, all the Ukrainian army did was surge across a Russian border where there were no defenses in an area called Kursk, and they're being demolished now. Just go to the next video, guys, and do it side by side. This is the bodies now that are being lined up inside of Kursk. And the Ukrainians, as usual, are losing everything. This is them. They're dying because they've surged into this area with no defense. Russia doesn't even care about it. They don't defend it. They never thought it was going to be a possibility. The Ukrainians knew it. All go in there, and now they're being smashed while they're in the midst of Kursk. And because of this, Russia used this because as the Ukrainian army goes into a useless area, the Russian army advances on other areas, and the war is near to being over. And by the way, Putin is already, you can bring it back to me, Putin has already won everything he wants to win. He's just now, it's just really waiting out the Ukrainians. He's already has everything that he wants.
Yeah.
He already has everything that he wants. So now it's just a matter of waiting them out, making them suffer enough to finally say, we'll come to the table and negotiate a peace. That's all that is. That's what's happening now. Ukrainian, you constantly hear Kinzinger, the DNC, Slava Ukraine, we're gonna back Ukraine. The only way that you know that this war ends is when Ukraine wins. They can't win. You ever seen the size of Russia? You ever seen it? They're not going to win. They lose every single battle. Even when Russia lets them into their country, they let them in and then use that as a military diversion to take stuff they really want, areas they really want in Ukraine, and then circle back and kill everybody in Kursk. There are no wins. There's never been a single win. You'll see some stuff that's propagated by leftist pundits on social media. Look at the bombs blowing up in Russia. Look at the Ukrainians did this or that. Those are so temporary. They're crushed immediately afterwards. Sounds like you're pro-Putin, Tom. I'm not pro anything. I'm pro us never being involved in a Slavic conflict.
Yep.
Just like I am pro us never being involved in Libya. I'm pro us never being involved in Iran. I'm pro us never being involved in Iraq or Afghanistan. Yeah. In useless wars where we gain nothing, but we do fund the military industrial complex and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and everybody else in the military industrial complex gains hundreds of billions of dollars. And then if you question that, what are you questioning? National security.
Yeah.
It's national security or their own little oligarchy, right?
Yeah.
Let me show you what's really going on inside of Ukraine. Concerned citizen video, Ukraine parliament bans Ukraine Orthodox. You can just side by side this, actually. I'll just read it too, because there's no point. It's all in Ukrainian. So I just want to show you in this video right here. This is, it's taking forever to go side by side tonight. Concerned citizen video, Ukraine parliament bans Ukraine Orthodox Church. So right there, this is the democracy that we're defending. That now, by the end of the Biden administration, we'll have sent $200 billion that we know of to the country that is banning churches, banned media, banned all opposition media to Volodymyr Zelensky, and has banned elections. And now we're going there to, we're funding their fight against an authoritarian dictatorship in the name of democracy. We are saying that Ukraine is a democracy, so we're backing them against Russia when Russia and the Ukraine are exactly the same. If not, and here's the thing too, and if anything, Ukraine's worse than Russia.
Yeah.
Has Vladimir Putin banned the Orthodox Church? It's the same Orthodox Church, by the way. Has Vladimir Putin banned the Orthodox Church in Russia? Absolutely not. But has Ukraine? They just did.
Yeah.
They just banned the Orthodox Church in Ukraine. So how in the world are we there funding a battle for democracy when that alleged democracy has banned free speech, banned all political all elections, all oppo media, all opposition political parties, which I left out, by the way. Not only have they eliminated elections, you're not allowed to have an opposition party.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have opposition media, opposition parties, opposition churches, or the Orthodox Church. And you're not allowed to have elections. And this is a democracy?
Crazy.
That Adam Kinzinger wants to send billions of dollars to, or even United States troops to? That's the democracy? All right, that's 10 minutes of overtime. That's good. I got a whole stack. I didn't get to any of it, but that's all right. Because, well, no, we don't have tomorrow. Dadgummit. A lot of this will wait till Monday. Right. Aaron and I will actually, you'll hear Aaron's voice tomorrow. We'll be online tomorrow because I'm having to run the Family Feud portion of the Ladies Conference here at Foundation Church tomorrow. My wife put on the Ladies Conference that's going on. Well, I think it just ended right now.
Yep.
Ladies Conference that's going on right now at Foundation Church. We got Family Feud going tomorrow. So you might want to tune in. It was really funny last year, and feud is misspelled on purpose, fued, because they actually misspelled it last year, not on purpose. Yeah. So we walked out on stage, and it was spelled F-U-E-D instead of F-E-U-D. So we ended up with F-U-D at a church.
Yeah.
So we just left it because it's really funny. So that's the thing that you'll see that tomorrow. So don't think that we're idiots. We already know that it's misspelled. But hey, the big thing is that we cracked 600 people watching. We've only cracked 600 people five or six times.
Yeah.
For online viewership at Foundation Church this Sunday. So join us. Join us this Sunday at Foundation Church online, no matter where you live. And again, I say this all the time, and I wouldn't have said it 5 years ago, but now 4 years and 8 months and 15 days to flatten the curve, I'm saying it all the time. Don't go back to the COVID caving church unless your pastor who COVID caved has come out and said that he was wrong. I modeled it tonight, did I not?
Yeah.
I modeled it tonight.
Yep.
I predicted Gavin Newsom would be the nominee for the Democratic Party. I came out and said those vaunted three words, I was wrong.
Yep.
If you're going to a church where they COVID caved, they masked up, they closed, stood 6 feet apart, alcohol gel stations everywhere, whatever it was, locked down for however long a period of time it was, and the pastor, has never come out and said, I was wrong for doing that. Even though they're all on board now, bad mouth and vaccines and bad mouth and COVID, bad mouth and Biden, bad mouth and Harris. Understand that guy right there, he's just an expedient human being. He's a pragmatist. He will say or she will say anything to put them into the favor of the person that they're talking to.
Yep.
Anything that gains them favor with the crowds or the masses or will keep people in the church. If hellfire and brimstone's popular, they'll preach it. If it's not popular, they won't preach it. They're not men or women of conviction. They're not men and women of the word. You're like, Tom, you're bad-mouthing churches. That's correct. I am. Because most churches, 99.9% of churches, closed, masked, locked down, pimped and hoard vaccines from their pulpits. And unless that pastor has come out and said he was wrong, don't go to those churches. Join us right here. I don't care whether you're watching in downtown New York, you're Manhattan right now. I don't care if you're watching in New Zealand or Australia. Join us at Foundation Church this Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Join us right here. You'll love it. If you like hellfire and brimstone, unafraid to talk about anything for the pulpit. It's not just hellfire and brimstone either. It's all the good things. It's the promises of God, healing, protection, restoration, power of God, the joy of God. All of the promises of God. God wants you wealthy. God wants you to prosper. But it's the entire Word of God that gets preached here, and how the Word of God relates to what's going on in the world. You'll hear me talk about Fauci. You'll hear me talk about the World Health Organization and vaccines from the pulpit. So join us here. But you listen, no matter what, without Jesus, it's all meaningless.
Yep.
We can be right about vaccines. We can get Trump in. We can have a great constitutional republic, and all of us can die and go straight to hell if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus. So you got to get Jesus involved. He needs to be your Lord and Savior. So join us at Foundation Church this Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Thank you to all the Rumble Rants, Buckeye Nut 1968, Chopper Supernut, Tammy L. Margritter. Thank you guys so much. $10 a piece. Really do appreciate you guys. Good numbers tonight for a Trump rally going on. Really appreciate you guys joining us. If you missed any of the Trump rally, just go watch it. Now it's on a ton of platforms. Just rewind it and watch it. I watched the first several minutes of it. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. See you Sunday morning. Join us. Come on, be here. Foundation Church this Sunday morning. Don't miss it. Join us this Sunday. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. As usual, I'll be in the chat during the post game. And I'll see you guys Sunday morning. Love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, join us tomorrow too, if you can. Join us tomorrow too. Love you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.